All right, T-Bird, let's fire this up. I want to watch some Masked Singer. Yeah.
Stupid, like, a preview for, like, Entertainment Tonight or something told me there's going to be a big twist coming. And I was like, don't spoil things for me.
Stop watching TV, dude.
It was, like, during a commercial during, like, the noontime news. Like, it just cut to, you know, hey, later, blah, 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 with, you know, Pussycat Dolls. And I'm like, shut up, Pussycat Dolls. Don't ruin this for me. I was super stunned last week when Margaret Cho got busted out. I did not see that coming.
No, but I do think that I was wrong about the B, because Robin Thicke is pretty reliable. And if he says it's Gladys Knight, I believe him.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
And she, Gladys Knight's about to sing the...
And she's at the Super Bowl, isn't she?
Super Bowl, so she's relevant again.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe they'll unmask her this week, and then she can sing the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Right.
Oh.
Could be. No, because she just went last week. They'll go back to the
Oh, she's on the off first. Week now. Yeah. Well, she could sing Sunday and then be unmasked next week.
Sure. I mean, I just that would be a reason why I think it's her. I still want it to be Tina Turner, but...
Yep.
It's just going to be another week of me frustrated and having no idea who that stupid lion is.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking. I was thinking Dionne Warwick, not Gladys Knight.
I don't know. I haven't heard. I'd be surprised if Dionne still had the pipes, but
yeah, I think a celebrity psychic, you know, hooked her up.
Yeah, probably.
You want to unlock the room there?
I was on my way.
Quick, Craig! I need support fast before someone comes in the room.
I'm holding off.
Boards, things that support things.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should do something with the ridiculous temperatures that we're having.
Nope. I just had an idea. It's not even a good one, but I'm going to use it.
All right.
I'm going to open the channel then.
All right.
Click.
Whoopa Gangnam Style.
Twomp in the house.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style.
Clear winner. Nobody else is joining. Well, there's Alpha.
Wow. Is that our Valadius?
Okay.
There's someone in the room called P.W. Valadius. We have, isn't that one of our Puzzle Warrior game-playing members?
Yeah.
He's not in the voice chat, though. He's just in the normal chat.
No, I've never seen him on here before.
Yeah. Hey, did we get a graphic this week?
Yes.
I got it.
Huh. Missed that.
Would you like me to share it again?
Nope. I found it.
Okay.
I didn't scroll up enough. Paste and go. Hey, don't be, I don't know, I'm not down with this making fun of the Iron Chef to get down to Danny Rand. Iron
nope,
Chef
that was
is
funny.
Way cooler than
that's
Danny
not
Rand.
Making fun of. It's just a good reference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very pro all the references.
Do love Iron Chef Hiroyuki Sakai.
Yeah, the king of the sauces.
Oh, Sakai-san, he's the best.
He is. Him and Chen, the Szechuan sage.
That's right. Making the bonito broth, mighty broth.
Man,
son of Chen Ken Mi.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good.
Yeah, Sakai
stuff.
Was impressive.
Yeah, not that jerkball Italian guy. He could go pound sand. He was made up. He didn't come up with the other three Iron Chefs. He showed up like once every like seven episodes. Screw that guy.
He was kind of an outlier.
Yeah, he was no good. Morimoto getting bashed by the Ota faction like every week. Morimoto, your Japanese food too modern and progressive. It stink. Ota faction here to represent classic Japanese cuisine. And then they lost every week and it was late. So glorious. Love that show. Then the American version sucked. Anyway,
the what?
The American version of Iron Chef. It's terrible.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. I don't know. That was clearly the most logical thing that you could have said. But for some reason, I thought you just tried to claim that there was a Native American version. And I was like, no way.
That would be awesome. Proud Star, your cooked iguana is no good. I don't know. That's
too progressive.
Really, yeah. Man. Sick ingredient is always maize. Oh, that's good, Samurai.
That is.
Well, yeah, but what if you have, like, the Inuit show up? Then you have to, you know, like, secret ingredient this week. Polar bear blubber.
Yeah, like, but that's on, you know, I don't know, what's the... Are those Native Americans or are those Native Canadians?
Well, anything in America is still Native American.
Yeah, I guess. North America, yeah. I hear you.
Man, sorry, that secret green maze really cracked me up. That was gold. Let's talk about this show or something.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, True Believers! Welcome to the 178th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where you can listen to some things about MPQ. I'm Craig. I'm the Woolly One. With me, we got Ray. He's KS72. We got Ian. He's SneakyBeat15. They should say hello now.
Hello.
Hello now.
All right. Ian played a board.
I never play that game.
Sorry, I'm super on board this week. I did some light show prep. I played some Puzzle Quest yesterday and today so I could get in the Puzzle Quest mood.
Yeah.
Craig, are you sitting down?
I am.
I warned Ray, so I know he's already sitting down.
Yeah.
So I could save this to later in the show, but it was a big deal. I played, I've already forgotten what it's called, the newest PvE. Support Circuit?
Yeah.
Not only did I play Support Circuit, but not only did I finish Support Circuit, and by finish, I mean 4 really fast and then 2 right before it closes out.
Holy smokes.
Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
9th.
Woo!
I finished 9th. I couldn't believe it.
Did you get the same amount of supports that I did out of that event?
0?
0!
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I knew I wasn't going to... I picked a really easy clearance level, so keep that in mind. But I knew that I wouldn't place 1, 2, or 3 no matter what clearance level I picked. So I wanted to make sure it was one I could complete quickly and still get, you know, pretty decent rewards. So I got, those 25 CP were very welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pumped.
All right.
I did get a support, and it was a dupe. It was out of a different token. It was out of like a strange sites token that I didn't ever open. That I opened it and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a 2-star." And I was like, "Oh, it's a support." And I was like, "Oh, it's a pre-updated support." And it was a dupe anyway, so I've already forgotten what it was. But yeah, I'm ready to go this week.
Woo! You want to be the man? You gotta beat the man. All right, so this is the week of January 30th, where it's super cold. Going through 2-6, where it's still gonna be super cold. Man, this weather. I hate it. Why do I live in Pennsylvania? Why?
Because it's right on the cusp. Like, if we were one state lower, we'd be like, what's snow? And if we're like one state higher, it's like, what? Only 12 inches? Get out of Dodge. That's nothing.
Yeah. Hate the state.
Sorry. There's a graphic, a gif, if you will, here on the Discord of Sanford having a heart attack.
Elizabeth!
Elizabeth!
Coming to join you!
For you, baby! Dummy.
I miss that show.
I do, too. when I was living in Lamont, I said that to myself every day.
There you go, dummy.
Yeah. Dummy.
All right, your Deadpool dailies for this week. Today was Red Battery Man. Tomorrow, Green Fist. Friday, Green Rags. Saturday is a Yellow Kamala Khan. Sunday is a Black Pietro. Monday, Purple Wanda. Tuesday, Black Vision. Wednesday is a Blue Strange. In the 5-day 4-star coverage! Out of Titans. On the 23rd, we had Carnage versus Doc Ock? Let's go with Doc Ock. All right. That one, my Carnage is really high level, so I did some symbiote size and went about my day.
Yeah, true. Exactly what happened. Not a problem in any way.
Right. Mine's a 4-4-1. It was a squeaker, but I managed it with no help.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Starting out on the 28th, then we had Quake versus Bubbles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Bubbles. So that one again, easy. I matched some green. I did some earthquakes. I blew up things with blue. Good times are had by all.
Yeah, for sure. You can't. She's no match for even new and even recently reworked Invisible Woman. No match for Quake. Every time she tried to go invisible, you can just resonance frequency her yellow tiles away. Or you can just earthquake right through them. It was really, really just Win. So yeah, absolutely.
My total success. My friend from Virginia, who's in the Alliance, had a little bit more trouble, but I think his Quake is at like a 212 or something like that. So
wow, yeah, that's a struggle.
He said it took 15 tries, but he made it. He finally got it. So congratulations.
And coming up on what is that? Groundhog's Day. Danny Rand will introduce himself to you 47 times throughout the day.
Sure. Over and over again.
Anybody remember who he fights? I have no idea.
Yes. Did you get an infographic this week?
I did. Is it on there?
Yeah, it is on there.
You were complaining Iron Chef, but you didn't take a look at...
Oh, right. Yeah. No. Who is that supposed to be?
That's Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
Oh. Clever.
Clever.
It's as though there's a theme with these infographics.
All right, so apparently he's fighting Electra. That should be an easy win for Mr. Rand.
Yeah. Ian, with a 1-2-4, yeah, the trick is to get as much black as you can and then just punch her in the face.
Well, in two reasons. A, you can punch her in the face, and then B, she can't use black to dodge your damage. So
yeah,
if you take all the black, you just win.
Okay.
Let her get some purple so she gives you those nice tiles, and then punch her in the face. Thanks. Kabow! All right, Storyland, we have Deadpool Versus is wrapping up. That'll get you 3 Gamoras and a Prowler, 30 CP. Top folks get Domino and then Vision. Oh, Domino.
Nope.
Yep, still like that song better. Venom Bomb's coming up next. That'll get you 3 Visions and a Domino, the CP, and the top 200 people. Are you ready for it?
What's that?
The Submariner himself.
Oh, is it from Venom Bomb?
Yes.
Top 200, yep.
Nice.
Namor, Imperius Rex. So exciting.
Doom.
There's also shield training going on. Shut up. You know what shield training will get you?
I imagine it will get me some Venom Bomb tokens. And then if I have all three people and I play them all the way through, it'll get me...
Imperius Rex!
The Submariner.
Yeah.
Do you know who those three people are?
I do.
Great.
I've already forgotten.
Bring me. Who are they?
Really? I really just read this not an hour ago, so I really should remember who these are, and I've already forgotten.
They are Mordo, Domino, Cloak and Dagger.
There you go.
Thank you, Almighty Brigby.
I did know that. I knew that.
No, I don't have a 209 Domino. Don't be silly. I was disheartened, but I'm trying not to show it. This is my upbeat high energy show, remember?
Bump, 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 bump. Pure energy. Who sang that song?
Not a clue.
My Domino is a level 86. probably won't go far. We'll see. The PvP land, we got the Opened Your Mind Quaid season going down. First Avenger is running right now. That'll get you a Cap, a Nico, the 15 CP. Top folks are Nightcrawler, and then Rocket and Groot. And don't forget your Shield Simulator. Go get yourself that Bishop.
Every time you say the Open Your Mind Quaid season, am I the only one who goes, Smints? Smints?
Probably yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Quaid. Yeah, I love that movie. So good. All right, let's head on over to the Octodecagon, the good old Octodecagon, and see what's happening in Superhero Showdown. Ray, tell me what happened last week. Sentinels, Sunspot.
Sentinels versus Sunspot. A lot of comments. I want to run through them real quick. Sunspot faced off against Sentinels sometime, I'm sure, at some point in his decades-long history, +1 to Sunspot. 1-1, Sunspot wins. The 1960s model... Sunspot can take out 10. 1980s, he can take out 2. Future Sentinels, he's a grease stain. But Sunspot was the vote. I hate to say it, but the Sentinels will take Sunspot down. All right, straightforward. To be fair, I don't think the Mark version of the Sentinels should change. Switching the rules isn't fair at all. So when they went up against Steel, I think it was Mark 1 Sentinels, so Sunspot should win. Sentinels win hands down. They're specifically designed to kill mutants. And round one...
That's true, but that doesn't mean they can.
That's true.
They do lose most of the time.
I've seen things that are specifically designed to scramble an egg while still inside the shell, but that doesn't mean it's a good product.
Is it one of those combo things where it cooks the egg while making you toast and coffee and all at the same time?
No, but I would buy that.
My sister has one of these things.
An all-in-one breakfast machine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the last comment I have is Drew Barrymore was Firestarter. Sunspot is also Firestarter. Advantage Sunspot. Yes,
I can't
Craig,
argue with that logic.
Every once in a while, someone is on your side, Craig.
That sounds like a clear winner for Sunspot to me. Discussion over. Moving on.
Unfortunately.
Moving on.
The Sentinels got one more vote than Sunspot this week.
However, the Drew Barrymore vote has just added two more votes to the Sunspot column for the clear victory. That is totally weighted. Drew is my queen.
So, looks like Sentinel moving on.
Sentinel's moving on.
Yes!
Close fight this week.
Nice.
Come on, people. You got to vote more.
Now, here comes another close fight. So sit down and get ready for the next round.
All right. So, this week we got the Champions of Xandar versus one solo Wendigo.
Wendigo's tough.
Wendigo is tough.
Wendigo
Tell
is
me more.
Very tough.
Hit me.
Go ahead, Ray.
So I don't know that we have a whole lot to discuss as far as powers. Hopefully you're familiar with them now that we've talked about them. But Wendigo, the big thing about Wendigo is it's a curse. It's not just necessarily one person. Now there is, you know, the Wendigo from the comics.
Now, Grant, he gets extra pull, by the way, because he is in the six-player scrolling X-Men game.
Right.
I mean, that gets him a lot of votes.
Right. But he, you know, we're still only, there's still only one Wendigo in this fight.
Yeah, but sure. I mean,
I don't know which
Wendigo,
which French Canadian is embodying the Wendigo at the moment, but it's always a Frenchman from Canada.
Because there's no Canada like French Canada.
Exactly. But, and he is tough, but I feel like the, all right, let me give it to you in a very straightforward arena scenario here. So Wendigo comes into the ring. Fortunately, we have the Protector with us, and he has all the knowledge from the collective minds of the living computers. So he knows how to face a Wendigo. And he says right off the bat, he sends, what is his name? Diamond Head? Yes, we send Diamond Head forward because his impenetrable diamond skin, he can go toe-to-toe with the Wendigo while the others are in motion. But for some reason, Crime Buster goes and tries to give him a hand, and Crime Buster is just a dude in a mask with no abilities.
He gets ripped
and is immediately shredded by the Wendigo. But this sends his dad, Comet, into a horrible rage. So Comet comes flying in, hits him with Electro Bolt to shut down his nervous system. Nova and Nova Prime are able to use their Nova Blasts to effectively decapitate him.
Oh.
So I don't know that he can recover from that.
Completely stopped when you mentioned the words Crime Buster.
Really?
So, I know I'm the only person in the universe who's seen this movie, but if you watch the movie Heartbeeps, there is a police robot that chases down the rogue androids, and that's his name, and he constantly just shouts at them. He goes, Crime Buster! And he's like a tank, and he just like crashes through things. He's Crime Buster! And that's all I hear of. When
now,
Crime
what's
Buster.
Called?
Heartbeeps?
I'm going to look into it because...
Oh, there you go. Same Res got it for you. Andy Kaufman, okay. Bernadette Peters, and the Crime Buster.
Ooh, Bernadette Peters!
Yeah, it's a great
movie. You had me at Heartbeeps, but...
I love that movie.
You sold me at Bernadette Peters. Now, seeing the cover, this looks terrible.
And
I don't know
it.
That I will watch it anymore.
And, because it's been when in my Amazon queue for a long time to buy because it's one of my favorite movies and I don't have it on DVD.
Andy Kaufman, though, that's pretty amazing.
So they are two androids who decide to wander off from where they work to live together as a family. They build themselves a baby robot, and they're stealing energy packs to keep the baby alive because they're running out of batteries. It's great.
So great. That's not what I was expecting when you had Crime Buster there. I was thinking it was more of like a...
Well, the Crime Buster's coming to get them because, you know, they've gone rogue.
Right. Again, I was just... In my mind, I was picturing Chopping Mall. But then I saw the cover, and this is clearly not that.
Mm.
Yeah, it's more like a batteries not included than a chopping mall.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
So.
Yeah, Bernadette Peters. I'll still check it out someday. Once you go and buy it, You can dope. You can trick me into watching it.
I just posted on Discord the Crime Buster. That's what he said.
So anyway, I feel strongly for the high power level and the coordinative abilities of the champions of Xandar.
Right, and just to be clear, the on the first round it was Paul Cartier who was the Wendigo, and feral fighter, extreme physical abilities, but like you said, you're going to be able to put up somebody who I can't hurt. So it's going to make it fairly difficult, and he is fairly animalistic. And
I'm hoping that Diamond Head can stall you long enough that Comet, Nova Prime, and Nova can.
Isn't the Wendigo the one where if you do cannibalize somebody in Canada, this happens?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or okay, if the only way to kill the Wendigo is to cut out its heart, but then if you eat the heart, you become the Wendigo.
Right. So what if this Wendigo has killed another Wendigo, has chopped up the heart? And when these guys show up, he chucks it right into their mouth and they choke on it and swallow it. They all become Wendigos. Bam! He's a King Wendigo.
Right. And he eats all of them and becomes a Super Wendigo?
It's a double, triple Super Wendigo.
He'd still lose. Do you see what happened to Super Skrull last round? Beaten. All right. Thanks, Battlecry.
All right, let's move on. As Ian talked about, there was that brand new event. The support circuit.
Yeah.
So that happened. That was fun. It was decent. I like the bosses at the end. They couldn't be stunned.
I did
stunned,
too.
The
rotating unstunnable 5 stars.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Did everybody get the same ones, I assume?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I think so.
Hawkeye, Loki, and Doom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, really made me appreciate Doom. He's nothing to mess around with.
When he came out and snaps his fingers at you and bad things happen?
Yeah. The artwork was amazing, and it made me so happy. Except for the fact that I nearly got whooped the first time. But
oh, and another crazy twist because of the show last week and a brief discussion that I had with some of our listener alongers. I turned the sound on my game. Holy smokes, this game has sound. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was okay.
You know, the only thing I really didn't like about the event, well, there's two things. One, that last fight before the boss fight, they are too close together.
Oh, so it's hard to click on.
Yeah, when I was trying to click the last fight, I would keep accidentally clicking on the boss fight. And I was like, you already did these. And I'm like, I know, I want to play the other one again.
Yep, I had that same issue. The clicking things are too close together.
Yeah.
They need a smaller click zone.
A lot of people had that issue, and Ice was on earlier and said that, we know. So.
Okay. So that bugged me. And the fact that, yet again, as always, this vault, so many 2 stars. So many 2 stars. So many. Oh, so many.
Yeah, tons of CP, so that was worth it. And a good amount of red ISO. Yeah, I liked it. I'd be happy to go back.
But I like the event. I will totally play it again here when it rolls back around. Good times.
Yep. 3 more times? Yes? We get a 4-pack of that event? Once a week for the next 4 weeks?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay. You should go with that. That's accurate. I was trying to lead you, but I told you I accidentally did a little show prep.
Man, Ian, like red news and everything. This is exciting. Yeah, it's 4 total in 4 weeks. Then that vault will rotate out and such. So there you go.
Oh, Alpha says there's a new one tomorrow.
Sweet. I will play again tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll work out great for me.
Ray, did you get any actual supports out of these swords?
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
No, not a one.
Oh, no, Blue Wolf says it's all lies. It's only on Mondays.
Oh, but rainy days and Mondays always bring me down.
I tell you, it was a nice thing to have during a 2-day PvE.
Yeah.
That's going on. It gave me plenty of time to do both. So.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm playing some Deadpool Versus. Ooh, I gotta get distracted by this. Oh, I can go back to Deadpool now. Anyway, I liked it.
Yep.
It could give me more supports. That would be nicer of it. But, you know, so if I could ask for anything, can we tweak it so there's less 2 stars and more chances of getting supports, please? How about no 2 stars in that vault? How about that?
That's good. Whoa.
That seems excessive.
Whoa. Yeah.
So many 2 stars.
Yep. Next Monday.
All right.
On the 4th will be our...
All right. Let's talk about the Big Daddy news of the week.
Ooh, Big Daddy.
Yeah, the Big Daddy. The underwater Big Daddy.
Oh, that guy.
Marvel's first mutant. Mutant number one, Namor, the Atlantean prince. Ooh.
Yes, let's hear about it. I'm excited for this first ability because it cracks me up.
I really like the purple one, but we'll get there. So he is a black, green, and purple 4-star. His first power is called Namor's Mercy, for way too many black. 11 black. He will deal 1,479 damage and destroy 3 AP in the enemy's strongest color. Then that enemy gains 1 black. That goes up at level 4.
That's great.
It's 3,400 damage and 4 destroy 4 AP. At level 5, it's doing 5,519 damage and still giving them, destroying 4 AP and giving them 1 black. Why does it give them 1 black? I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't read the description?
Yeah.
What's the power called?
Namor's Mercy.
That's why.
Well,
there's no limit to his mercy. Just because he just smited you, you get a black.
There is no limit to his mercy. Here is 1 black AP.
That seems like a limit. The limit is 1. Anyway, 11 seems awfully steep for not a huge amount of damage and just a little bit of AP destruction.
5? 5 is a respectable amount of AP destruction.
No, it's 3 and then 4, I thought.
4.
I thought he said it went up to 5. I thought at 5 it was 5.
No, at level 5 it just does more damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 4 is a small amount.
All right. The green power. The namesake power. Imperious Rex! This deals 83 damage for each blue tile on the board, then destroys a random set of tiles in the shape of a trident of Neptune. That's pretty sweet.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all like the, you know, Black Widow's
right.
reticule explosion, so
right.
I think exploding in a shape, I like that. Unfortunately, destroyed tiles do not gain you AP. I wish they would. It does minuscule amounts of damage, but they will add up. Because at level 5, it does get up to 740 damage for each one of those blue on the board.
Right.
How do you get that much blue, you ask?
Oh, my goodness. Who? Mystique, creepy Iceman.
No, he does it himself.
Oh, well.
For 9 purple, Atlantis attacks. By unleashing a tidal wave upon the surface, he makes blue. Convert 3 basic tiles to blue. If there are 10 or more blue remaining after any matches are made, deal 1,100 damage to the enemy team. That damage goes up each level. At level 4, it's converting 4 tiles. At level 5, it's converting 5 tiles to blue and dealing 5,189 AoE damage.
Yeah, Nightcrawler. Does Dr. Doom put out blue? Or does he turn blue into black?
He turns blue into black.
Opposite. Don't put him out.
But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the first power. So I will probably play this as a 3-5-5. Could be a 4-4. Nah. That jump it. At green, though, the green power.
I feel like
jump,
I poisoned your mind.
Yeah, but the green power, the jump at level 4, is 415 each, but 740 each at level 5.
Oh, that's
too big a jump. So that's got to be a 5.
Yeah.
You know, converting 5 tiles to blue and doing all that damage at a 5, it's got to be a 3-5-5.
For those of you listening to this edited version of the podcast, right now I'm looking at a Discord stream and every other comment is an image of Namor getting punched in the face by various other superheroes. So good on you listening along,
now,
community.
Granted, that occurs quite often because Namor is a jerk. But man, he's one of the best characters in Marvel.
I love the thing comment. I don't even care what's going on. I just like punching you in your stupid fish face.
True story.
That's good.
Ooh, we have some new straight from the horse's mouth reports, conflicting information we've dished out. According to Ice, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, or 8, but Ice 9 says that the trident destroying tiles does deal damage when it occurs.
Oh my god, it's even better.
I know.
And then the news update should be fixed on the forum. All right, so yeah, totally a 3-5-5.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm super excited to get Namor. I can't wait till this happens. So you got the shield training going on. That'll get you, there's a shield training heroes for hire going down for 7,000 hero points, which I have never owned. You'll get you a cloak and dagger yellow, a Mordo black, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO 8.
Oh, I need both of those for shield training.
The Namor and Friends Limited Vault, starting on the 3rd Super Bowl Sunday, kids, and my wife's birthday. 80 item vault, legendary token, 3 beginner support tokens, 1 random Namor cover, 2 random 4 stars from the call for backups, which again, Domino, cloak and dagger, and Mordo. 21 3 stars and 5,284 2 stars. Or 52.
52.
Depends how you read that number. Also giving you Namor and Friends tokens coming up will be the Web Wonder Story event, which I didn't write down earlier, but that takes place after the shield training that starts on the 4th. And the Namor PvP will be called From the Depths, and that starts on the 3rd as well, where you can get Namor in progression rewards. So, Imperius Rex, he is here. Super stoked.
Yeah, I'm just glad he doesn't seemingly pair well with Dazzler.
That would be amazing if they did that.
Yeah, that would have been too... I see. I just got a there was some chatter about there's an issue with the left prong of the trident. When you do Imperius Rex, it is one row shorter than the right prong. So Ice is working to fix that here.
Oh, good.
So it's symmetrical.
Muy bien. I think that's all we got there. Yeah. Let's move on. Moving on.
The Namor punches in the face just keep streaming by. It's funny.
That's all for news. You got anything in local news outside the fact that it's cold?
No, I'm not down with this polar vortex.
I thought there was something in local news. Perondiak posted. Oh, right. I don't think we really want to talk about this. There was a shooting in town. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a shooting in town. So, yay. Yeah. We made national news briefly.
Yeah, there it was. It was at the good old PJ Harrigan's and then some random house down the street.
Right.
Way too close to where I live. But other than that, that's all I got. That and it's cold. It's really cold. I believe the local weather forecasting company here says that the how it really feels is going to be negative 34 tonight. So,
yeah.
I like how you managed to not say their name or the name of their trademarked method they use for telling you how cold it's going to be.
I tried.
That was
solid. I got an update from Alpha Team. It looks like they're trying to build a new scoreboard here at the minor league ball field for the Williamsport Crosscutters.
Huh. I've never been there to that field. But I should go check it out sometime.
It's exactly like yours.
Really? Because ours is pretty nice.
Yeah, ours is pretty good, too.
All right.
BB&T threw a bunch of money at it. It looks okay. It's a minor league ball field.
Hey, there we go. Someone's on Namor's side. We just now got an image of Namor punching good old Thanos right in the face.
Right.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Quill dances for the troops.
Star-Lord. Nothing but Star-Lord.
Star-Lord. All right. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Let's see what this five-star version of Star-Lord does.
I love Bill Murray as a loud singer.
It was good. He's a yellow, purple, green kind of guy. He looks very similar to his three-star version, so maybe I'm not totally in the weeds. His yellow costs 10. It's something good. It gives some burst healing and converts 4 basic enemy strongest into green charge tiles. Okay, that's kind of good. For 8, you could do something bad. Steals up to 3 random enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles. If there are none, you steal 8 random AP instead. It's okay. Bit of both. I think this is where that Milano bursts on the screen.
What starts with
ends with O?
Milano!
Shoots up the enemy team for some AoE damage and then blows up some columns?
I thought it was 2
columns. Destroys 2 columns. 3 columns. Woo, doggy! 3 columns and 8,000 AoE.
So what you're saying is, though, he can maybe do something good, maybe something bad.
Right.
But I guess we'll never know, because you're going to guard him.
The shiny candy-like Star-Lord?
That's right. Thanks, Ian.
No problem. That's one of the many reasons why I'm here.
Ah, my beloved ice cream bar. I love the liquid creamy center.
Right. I'm going to go. Green's definitely a 5. I'm going to say 4, 4, 5. My 4 builds. I can't get away from them.
Oh, man, I am in a weird mood.
Actually, it's probably, the correct answer is probably 5, 3, 5, because that middle one seems to rely on enemy strike attack or protect tiles being out there. But it's still random AP, so you can use it even if they don't have anything out there. But yeah, I'm happy with 4-4-5. I'm happier with 5-3-5. Anybody care to weigh in or use him or have him?
I currently have him at a 3-5-2.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good for a 5-star Star-Lord. Where does he come from? Drax? And 4-star Star-Lord?
There's, I don't know that man.
There's no way he comes down too. They don't do that, I don't believe.
Oh, okay. There's never a double feeder in the 5-zone?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, that would be excessive, you're right, but
I have him at a 4-5-3, so he's getting pretty close, actually.
Ooh.
But I totally agree with the 5-3-5. I think that's the way to go.
All right, well, there you go. And I think it is. I had a confirmation that it is, in fact, Drax, and not his 4-star version that spits out his 5-star version. So level up that Drax, get some more Star-Lord. Try a 4-4-5 or a 5-3-5 build. Can't go wrong with everybody's favorite Peter Quill.
Good time.
Yep, that's what Sunny and Xandar.
All right, Willie, what you got in that mailbag?
A lot of comments this week. Let me parse them down and share the things I found the most amusing. Parandiak said, two dead mooses joke slayed. Thank you for making my Friday, Craig. Do you remember the joke?
No.
It involved Drew.
Yeah, it had to be a Tom Green joke.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's on Celebrity Big, that's how he came up, right? Because he's on Celebrity Big Brother.
Right.
He is teamed up with Kato Kaelin. And man, he stares at the camera and he says these lines like they're jokes, but they're not jokes. They're just him talking, but he thinks they're funny. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
That is Tom Green in a nutshell, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He had several seasons of a successful show, which got him fame and money, which got him Drew Barrymore, which now gets him a modestly successful podcast.
Oh, really?
He's got a podcast, too?
Oh, surely he still does something.
I don't know.
He can't be living off his Tom Green show money.
So in any case, let's move off of Tom Green.
Yes, please. That's what Drew did.
Also, from Parandiak, he said, Split, great film, and I only found out that it was a Shyamalan film afterward, which made me happy. Looking forward to seeing Glass. You should look forward to seeing Glass. I went out and saw it on Friday.
Oh, you did? It's great, wasn't it?
It is a fantastic movie.
I super enjoyed it.
Again, McAvoy. Oh, his acting ability.
So good.
That dude is Scottish. I mean, he is really Scottish. And his flipping back and forth between personalities was just amazing. So
yeah, really like that movie.
And I saw Split the night before, so I got the full McAvoy experience.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Split. I found it on the interwebs, but I haven't watched it yet.
There were a lot of references in Glass, so I'm sure you didn't get those.
Yeah.
He also said, new support changes, I'm excited, but more competitive alliance are griping about the timing of the events. And he says, the times haven't been released at this point. So they were complaining before they even knew what the timing was going to be like. Also, about supports, Domino's special power is luck. She obviously chaotic good and not a villain. She has no part of any villainous teams in the comics.
Blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
You guys with your evidence.
Speaking of role-playing game alignment, bards are okay playing Pathfinder. Ray is talking about Inspire Courage, which is apparently what it's called in Pathfinder, but it's a plus X in Pathfinder. Adding a D6 or D8 must be some weird 5th edition stuff. That is correct. I was speaking about 5th edition because I generally just played Dungeons & Dragons, not Pathfinder.
Yeah.
But not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm perfectly okay with Pathfinder.
If you like that sort of thing.
Exactly. Matt Jabroni said, I totally like to use Ebony Maw with Vulture over Thanos. He'll help Thanos' match damage, but you have no real incentive to match Black since he is passive. I prefer to use Corvus Glaive on Thanos since he boosts purple damage. All right, that makes sense. Jake Gyllenhaal, not even going to try and spell his name. He said Jake G. Looks dope as Mysterio. I can't wait till they add him in game or to see the movie.
I'm down for some Mysterio.
Yeah. Also, He said that I never got back to him about if Ian still plays Marvel Strike Force. I was hoping there would be a Puzzle Warriors alliance since the fan base could easily cross over for both games.
Wait, I do play that, don't I?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I'm assuming you still
can
play.
Can I be in someone's Puzzle Warrior alliance in that game?
I don't know if there is one.
I think he wants you to make one. I think that's what he's getting at there.
Oh, okay. Sure. I don't want to make one. Someone else make one and invite me.
It doesn't sound like any Willy Wonka game to me.
Oh, no. It's no. I mean, it's similar in that, you know, I don't know. I don't have any objections to the game because I don't think much of it. I don't think much of most telephone games. I mean, Marvel Strike Force and Willy Wonka, and they're time wasters. They're not like esports. Like, they're just to give me something to do while, you know, my son is watching Paw Patrol or I'm sitting on the toilet or something like that. If someone makes that alliance, let me know.
Ian will readily
hockey
join.
Puzzle Quest. I play Hockey Puzzle Quest.
Is that got Sidney Crosby in it?
Of course.
Oh, I'm down.
D-Wing Illinois said, after rereading my comments last week, I thought I was being too hard on Craig and resolved to be more moderate toward him this week, but he makes it very hard. Ian shouting, I got needs, is not exactly the high point of my week.
Sorry, dude.
He also said the Titans are in the same conference of the NFL as the Chargers. That Super Bowl couldn't happen. So there you go. No Titans versus Chargers.
Right. Well,
I think
we were just talking
about football in general.
Right.
Could this creature defeat the other creature?
Right. But I hear you. That is correct. We can't have a double conference.
I don't even know what a Titan is. All I know is what an Oiler is, because those I remember.
He also said, I did not hear anything regarding the boosted characters because the mention of the Rams-Saints game triggered me and I regained consciousness around the time that Ray said Ebony Maw. All right.
That's all right. Goodell came out today and said, oh yeah, our bad. So
that makes
sense. That was the apology the Rams got. Sorry, our bad.
My bad.
The Saints.
No, right. The Rams. No, the Saints.
Yeah, the Rams won. They need no apologies.
Sorry, but yeah, they're just like, yeah, my bad.
Finally, he said, you need a bard. The first time anyone has ever used these words in that order. That's not true. Fifth edition bards are pretty good.
Yeah.
Twomp the DJ said, greeting true believers, welcome to Puzzle Warriors 3, where Goop and Toes seem to be running rampant in State College.
I live in Williamsport. I'm the only one into those two things. I'm sorry. My fetishes and proclivities just manifest over the years. I don't have much control over them.
He also said, 14 forged signatures for Wendy's. I feel like the Wendy's out there is slinging more than Frosties and spicy nuggets. And finally, every time Ian says, let me tell you a story, I picture David Alan Greer saying, wrote a song about it, like to hear it, here it goes.
It's kind of flattering. I like that sketch.
It's good. So that is all I've got from the mailbag. Thanks, everyone, for the comments. Appreciate it. And thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Lumpy. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up. All right.
What you got, Ian?
Let's see. We got some boosted characters this week. 3-star, gray suit. We just discussed her. She's got a really expensive green AoE that does a lot of tile destruction and a good amount of damage for the low, low cost of 19 green. but she'll do a lot more damage, so enjoy. I think our red does something, too. Less tile destruction, but some small amount of damage. The Daywalker Blade. Those attack tiles that he puts out are going to be really beefy. And so is the sword chop that he's going to do. It's not very beefy, but it's cheap and effective.
That purple power would be good, too.
That's the attack tiles.
Oh, but he makes the other guy. He makes the strike tiles, too.
That's his other ability. Purple is the one where the attack tiles are the fists, correct? That automatically do damage at the end of every round?
Right, yeah, that's purple, yep.
Right.
But
that's
those are better based on the amount of strike tiles first, right?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, the hood. Poor, lovable, breakable hood.
Best thief in the game.
His yellow. Yeah. His yellow will do some more damage. And again, lots of tile destruction. Punisher. Did you get... You got the... But
he's still got one of the best animations in the game.
He does. He's a good animator. Yes, he does have several good animations.
No, just one.
But they don't do... I like his anime. I like all of his animations. I like the Molotov cocktails okay. Anyway, he does a little bit of damage. He'll do a little bit plus one damage. And good old Squirrel Girl.
Dory!
Boosted. Yeah. Squirrels doing more stuff. And Nuts from Above doing more stuff. And those giant projectiles that she puts out should be giant plus one. So check that out. Boosted 4 stars. Super Shield operative Agent Coulson.
Oh, so good.
He's going to be boosted. So his purple tile swap, charge tile making, damage dealing ability is going to deal a little more damage. When he puts out yellow countdown tiles, the ones that, you know, they have varying effects based on what kind of agent they are, and they'll do more damage, do more AoE damage, and better strike tiles, I believe, if I remember them correctly. And his blue passive component, I think, does a little damage. Who else is boosted? Oh, no!
You know who's boosted.
No, I'm not even... I'm just going to pretend like she's not even there. Allison is unboosted.
Allison is
the best. Dazzling Dazzler. Her strike tiles will be a little bit better. And the more special tiles you have out, the more extra damage she'll deal with her damage dealing green. Everybody's favorite 4-star. Everybody's favorite defender of Kunlun. And upcoming Crash participant, Danny Rand, is boosted. He does a ton of damage with Like Unto Iron. He'll do a ton plus one damage. He does a small amount of damage with his green. He'll do a small amount plus one. Same. Oh, and he'll put out a big old strike tile with his chi focus. Lockjaw.
Sorry, I just saw the infographic. Such abilities, many charge tiles. Wow. Meme reference.
I like that too. Right. He's got his blue. Depends on who you call. All of them will do. No, they don't show up. No. But depending on what other inhuman he summons. They'll do better at what they do unless he summons Medusa. Her board shuffle, it will be unaffected by the boost. His green passive component will do a little more extra damage. And does he do damage back to you if he's a loyal protector back to the enemy team?
Yes, yeah. If you are on the other team and match away a tile, yeah, he does no damage to you and it does damage to them.
Good. So extra. Enjoy. Try out some Lockjaw. He does a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
He has such abilities. Many charge styles. Wow. Oh, Nico. Another person who does more than just three things. Give me a break. Her protect tiles are going to be better. Her true heal is going to be better. And the special tiles that she makes with her purple, whether it's flipped or not, is going
to
be good times.
I'm going to be all confused this week as to who to use with my Medusa Carnage. Because it's going to be Lockjaw or Nico. I use them both for that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a variety. If you'd like some fun new combos, let's see what Samurai suggests. He feels bad about it, but here you go. Try Dazzler and Nico. They both put out a lot of special tiles. Nico boosts those special tiles, and you compare him with, let's say, Iron Fist. So you have someone who can punch a hole in the enemy, or you can have Lockjaw, who will benefit from all those tiles, and he can help defend Dazzler and Nico. So that's what's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
To Frosthopper, no, I don't use Prowler, but that's because I still don't have Prowler championed. That's really it. He sounds like he should be fun. There you go.
All right. Let's head over to the support corner. Ray, would you like to share?
Would I?
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ray.
This week, in-game support. Once again, I am looking at the Children of Thanos, specifically today, Corvus Glaive. Did he even have a line in the movie? Did he say anything, or did he just attack?
Yeah, he wasn't a talking one. He was just the giant thug, wasn't
I think,
he?
Well, not the giant thug, but I think he just went after Wanda and Vision.
Oh, he was that giant thug.
Yeah.
Well, then who was the one? Wait, how many? I'll just keep listening. You can tell me about the rest of the
I'm pretty sure that's show. True. I don't know. I might have them confused.
Wait, now who's the noseless freak from last week?
Yeah. That was Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw, okay.
And
who's today?
Today is Corvus Glaive. Okay. So Ebony Maw and I believe it was Call Obsidian went to New York
Call
and
attacked Obsidian.
Stark.
That's who I was thinking of.
And Strange.
Call Obsidian is the giant.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Yes.
So in any case,
who's Corvus Glaive?
Corvus Glaive.
Yeah, I don't even. Is he even in the movie? Did they just make him up?
He is definitely in the movie. He and Proxima Midnight went out to kill Wanda.
That sounds like something they would do.
So, did he have like the big staff or something, right? That's Corvus Glaive.
Yeah, he's got the.
He probably had a big glaive.
I don't think it was actually a glaive, though.
Okay. Jerk.
You can equip Corvus Glaive to any villain.
That's 2d4.
At level 1 with 1 star. At the start of the turn, 5% chance to fortify a special tile and deal damage, 155. That goes up to a 20% chance at maximum level, dealing 1628 damage. That's a combo with a 1 star. Right off the bat, he's head and shoulders above a lot of supports. Rank 2, he causes the supported character purple match damage to be increased. Starts at 13, goes up to 132. Again, why you might want to put him on your Thanos. Rank 3, 3 stars, makes the supported character maximum health go up by 220, which goes up to 2,300 max health. Rank 4, at the start of the battle, 10% chance to gain 3 purple AP. That goes up to a 75% chance. That's pretty good. 75, I like. And finally, at rank 5, when the supported character fires a power, gives a 10% chance to deal 184 damage to the team, the enemy team. That goes up to a 25% chance to do 1,932 damage whenever you fire a special power. So, I like him. I think he's a very solid support, and you definitely want to have him on a villain who does purple. And there aren't that many in the list there of villains that do purple. I'm kind of actually now that I'm thinking about it, I think a lot of villains actually use purple. Green Goblin uses purple. Kingpin, Red Hawk. Red Hawk's a villain, right? I think he's on as a villain. He should be.
I would think, but he doesn't make any special tiles, so you're not getting part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Ghost,
she's purple. Kingpin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a whole list here. Kraven, Mordo, Prowler.
Yeah, Kraven.
Daken, Mystique. That's a lot of villains using purple.
Purple villains, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be decent on the Dream Warrior, because at least he's making tiles. You get to fortify those, do some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't use the purple. He only uses blue.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah.
But at least he's making you those tiles. Like, I'm trying to get somebody to use those special tiles.
Right.
Mystique makes a countdown tile with her purple. Does that count?
No, that doesn't do anything for you.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, Thanos is one of the better ones because it does give you the purple. Thanos uses purple. But yeah, it doesn't help you with the whole special tile thing. But find a villain that uses purple. Give him a Corvus Glaive.
There
you go. In-game support.
Thanks,
Ian,
Craig.
Do you have anything?
I do. Hello, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Yes?
For this week's out-of-game support, do you ever find yourself needing to go to the facilities and perhaps it's a number 2, and perhaps you find yourself in a place that isn't equipped with a bidet, and you're not sure what to do? You should check out this week's support, Flushable Wipes.
I wonder where this was going.
Flushable Wipes! They help give you that one final clean whoosh to make sure everything is good before you do one dry whoosh to make sure everything's dry, and then you're extra clean because most places just don't have a bidet handy. Because most people are savages and they don't realize
the
value
glory
of a bidet.
The bidet, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait until you pair up the bidet with the squatty potty and now you're like living high life.
I can't even imagine anything that good. I don't want to imagine anything that good. I won't be able to poop normal anymore. Important side note, flushable wipes are in no way flushable. the package, the warning on the back of the flushable wipes package says, do not flush. We know you're going to, so please only use one.
Wow.
So, yeah, check your flushable wipes to see what the package warns you to do. If it was, you know, not, if you used it at the appropriate point in your bathroom experience, it should be safe to just discard in the wastebasket. If not, please don't use more than one, and please flush it. But if you have if you're not on a city sewer and you have a septic tank, caution.
Caution. Alarm.
Super caution. Yeah. So again, flushable wipes. This week's support, extra great, but use them judiciously.
Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify.
Thanks, Fortify. Hey, I did want to mention, and thanks to Validius for pointing this out. I think he was first. Doom. 3-star Doom. If you use him, give him the support. He uses purple and puts out special tiles.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
If you use 3-star Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, let's go OG style and open up a token.
Oh, we're there.
Token. Wow. All right. Guess what?
Yes.
This is my positive high energy show. My game's open. I'm going to open up a token. I'm going to open up one of my brand spanking new tokens that I got from giving good old Invisible Woman a beatdown. It's fresh and new. Going to punch him.
So fresh and so clean, clean. Yeah.
Big meaty fist often makes 5 stars. Today's not one of those days, but it often does. Ooh, Spider-Gwen. You're a character? Let's see if I've gotten any closer to champ. Need to be champ. That word is hard. yeah, that she's now a 4-4-3. So, drawing ever closer to the poison donut.
So, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question.
What up?
I've got 3 tokens. I should just spend them all to get more kitty, right?
Yes. Why was that a question?
That's what I said. I thought I knew the answer.
But if you're going to do 3, I'm going to go first then.
All right. Do it, Doug.
I'm going to poke him in his tiny little nose.
I'm going to try that big chin. That big.
That did not work. I got a 4-star. Unfazed ghost. So there you go. How did I get a 10-pack, by the way? Does anybody know?
Daily resupply.
Oh, was that it? I wasn't paying any attention.
Yeah.
My today's daily resupply was dope. I got a 5-star strange.
Ooh, that's a good day.
That was
but yeah,
a good
day. You looked at your daily resupply. It looked like a regular heroic token, and you didn't notice that it said 10x.
You are correct. I just checked. That is exactly what happened. All right, cool. Thanks.
Okay.
Right.
Yep, it happens to me occasionally.
I'm going in that big chin dip. Oh, 5-star.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a guy with a gun. Cable.
Nathan, I was like, Loki?
Charles, Christopher, some. Attempt number 2, another 5-star.
Ooh.
Cable. Third chun poke? All right, the third poke is, oh, major letdown. Frickin' war machine.
I thought it was going to be another Summers.
Another Weasley.
There's Summers. Gryffindor.
So let me add on these two. Wow, that's making Cable really jump up into high life here. He is now a 4-5-3.
Wow.
I mean, I got a lot of Cable going down.
Wow, you do?
Holy smokes.
What day are you on, Craig?
What day am I on? That's a good question.
Yeah, Samurai asked me what day I'm on. I'm on 1687.
1630 was today.
Wow. Ray's pulled significantly ahead of me, but I'm still notably ahead of Craig. I am at 1661.
I get a 10-pack in 2 days. That's pretty
nice.
Sweet.
And in 57 days.
Yeah, but yeah, today was a blue 5-star strange. So that was good times. And 2 cables. So
yeah,
it's a good day.
You're living
Cater.
The 5 life.
I am. Yeah, I got cables at level 405 right now as it is. Man, too bad I have exactly 483 ISO. That is not going to go far.
What
it's sad is I almost have as much command points as I have other resources. I have 225 hero points and 218 CP. yeah, my resources are very small right now. Very small. Very, very small.
So small.
So small. Anyway, thanks, this guy.
This guy.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. It is called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a podcast alliance, if you will, a network of podcasts so that you have quick and easy access to a variety of great shows to enjoy. You can check out direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out a complete archive of all the shows, current and past, soon-to-be-named network, at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I just want to give another shout-out real quick to all of our patrons. We haven't done that for a while, so just thanks. You help offset the cost and keep us going. Appreciate it.
I agree.
Patrons!
Woot woot!
Thanks, guys.
I don't know. When it's a new year, we probably should have talked about, maybe we'll do that this weekend. I'll see you people this weekend. We should probably kick around, maybe adding a different Patreon thing. We haven't done one for a while.
Oh, updating a reward or making a reward adjustment?
Yeah, we've not made any new rewards for quite some time.
Okay. Like you said, we'll be collaborating in person this weekend.
We will collaborate and listen.
Right. But we won't stop because we got lots of birthday activities.
That's right. Lots of stuff that I don't want to do, but I will do anyway.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or on our webpage. Contact us any of those methods or on the social medias. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. We get some pennies out of there, or you can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. So that's all I got this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that next week, how quickly do the birds fly south? Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends. Good.